The connection went through on the fourth try. The phone rang three times before she picked it up. Hello? It was 7:30 in the evening in Islamabad, roughly about the same time in the morning in California. That meant Soraya had been up for an hour, getting ready for school. It's me, I said. I was sitting on my bed, watching Sohrab sleep. Amir, she almost screamed. Are you okay? Where are you? I'm in Pakistan. Why didn't you call earlier? I've been sick with tashwish. My mother's praying and doing nazar every day. I'm sorry I didn't call. I'm fine now. I had told her I'd be away a week, two at the most. I'd been gone for nearly a month. I smiled. And tell Khala Jamila to stop killing sheep. What do you mean, fine now? And what's wrong with your voice? Don't worry about that for now. I'm fine, really. Soraya, I have a story to tell you. A story I should have told you a long time ago. But first, I need to tell you one thing. What is it? She said, her voice lower now, more cautious. I'm not coming home alone. I'm bringing a little boy with me. I paused. I want us to adopt him.
What?
I checked my watch. I have 57 minutes left on this stupid calling card, and I have so much to tell you. Sit somewhere. I heard the legs of a chair dragged hurriedly across the wooden floor. Go ahead, she said. Then I did what I had not done in 15 years of marriage. I told my wife everything. Everything. I had pictured this moment so many times, dreaded it. But as I spoke, I felt something lifting off my chest. I imagined Soraya had experienced something very similar the night of our Khostegori when she had told me about her past. By the time I was done with my story, she was weeping. What do you think? I said. I don't know what to think, Amir. You've told me so much all at once. I realized that. I heard her blowing her nose. But I know this much, she said. You have to bring him home. I want you to. Are you sure? I said, closing my eyes and smiling. Am I sure? She said. Amir, he's your qaum, your family. So he's my qaum too. Of course I'm sure. You can't leave him to the streets. There was a short pause. What's he like? I looked over at Sohrab sleeping on the bed. He's sweet, in a solemn kind of way. Who can blame him? She said. I want to see him, Amir. I really do. Soraya?
Yeah?
Dostet daram. I love you. I love you back, she said. I could hear the smile in her words. And be careful. I will. And one more thing. Don't tell your parents who he is. If they need to know, it should come from me. Okay, she said. We hung up.